Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Uniparts India second quarter fiscal year 2024 conference call hosted by Go India Advisors. As a reminder, all participants will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I will now hand the conference over to Ms. Shrida Shah from Go India Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Allison. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Q2 FY 2024 earnings call of Uniparts India Limited. We have on the call with us Mr. Gurdeep Soni, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Paramjit Singh Soni, Vice Chairman and Executive Director, Mr. Rohit Maheshwari, Group Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Vivek Maheshwari, Vice President and Financial Planning and Analysis and Investor Relations. We must remind you that the discussion on today's call may include certain forward-looking statements and must, therefore, be viewed in conjunction with the risks that the company may face. I will now request the management to take us through the financials and the business outlook, subsequent to which we will open the floor for questions and answers. I will now hand over to Mr. Gurdeep Soni. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks a lot. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the second quarter of financial year 2024 earnings call of Uniparts India Limited. I sincerely hope that all of you are doing very well and having a pleasant festival season. Before we get into the details of the reported quarter, like always, I would like to reiterate that the core of our organizational functioning is guided by the principles of passion, innovation, integrity, excellence, and teamwork. The Uniparts team has worked diligently and with passion over the years to establish Uniparts as a preferred supplier to the global off-highway vehicle market. The world today is prioritizing food security as well as infrastructure build-out and modernization more than ever before. These trends are likely to continue in the long term, and we at Uniparts believe that we have a robust global business model to cater to these trends through our off-highway focus and well-positioned product offerings and marquee customer portfolio. Uniparts is present both in the OEM and aftermarket segments in the off-highway industry, with strong global operating model and wide customer base comprising of over 125 customers from across the globe. Our products are shipped to over 25 countries worldwide. With this above background, let me spend the next few minutes sharing my thoughts with respect to the current operating environment and business highlights of quarter two of the financial year 2024. To start with, the North American agricultural equipment market demand is soft in the short term, especially for smaller equipment. As guided previously, inventory destocking at customer end continues through Q2. Destocking impact is expected to largely bottom out in Q3, and end market demand is being watched for further trend signals. The North American construction equipment market is performing well with infrastructure-driven demand. The demand from European-based OEM customers is stable, and the demand in the Indian domestic sector market witnessed slight softness in the first half of the year. The festive period demand scenario would be key to the second half performance. With the foregoing reasons in the backdrop, the overall demand outlook is expected to remain on the softer side in Q3 of FY 2024. However, Q4 is expected to be sequentially higher. The new inquiries, engagement, conversions going to the China Plus One team continue to have a very good traction. The UTV 3.8K project is progressing well for pilot launch in H2 of the fiscal. Pilot product shipments have started from India to our US warehouses. During the current phase of mixed external environment, we continue to focus on the following. One, closely monitoring the macro and micro factors likely to have bearing on short to medium term demand. Two, identifying opportunities to expedite new business implementation. Three, investing for growth and ensuring readiness of our facilities and resources. Four, operational efficiencies and costs. And five, augment the digital capabilities, aiding further agility and optimizations to our operations. Unipart has built a resilient business model and is confident to withstand the short-term challenges and emerge stronger and better positioned for future growth. We are focusing on utilizing current short lean cash by investing for growth and ensuring readiness of our facilities and resources. Our focus and efforts are aligned with the medium-term business plan for achieving the targeted growth in coming years. We continue to focus on our operational endeavors, leverage our competitive strengths, and a strong financial profile to optimize the opportunities emerging in the swiftly changing and evolving operating environment. As large global players are increasingly looking beyond China, India's manufacturing sector is expected to benefit significantly from this, and we continue to witness favorable impact of new inquiries to Unipart India. With this, I would like to hand over to Vivek Maheshwari to discuss the details of our financial performances during the reported quarter. Thank you, and over to you, Vivek.
Thank you, sir. Good evening, all. I would like to share following financial and business highlights of the quarter ending 30th September 2023. Revenue from operations for Q2 came in at Rs. 294 crore, which is a year-on-year change of minus 18.4%. Reported EBITDA for Q2 was Rs. 54.6 crore, which changed year-on-year by minus 32.9%. EBITDA margin reported at 18.6% for Q2. Profit after tax for the quarter came in at 33 crore, which is approximately 37.5% lower year-on-year. Other expenses were slightly higher quarter-on-quarter, primarily due to following reasons. Examples, energy cost, operating deleverage, coupled with additional levy in the Vizag operations, as well as frequent power disruptions in Punjab and Noida operations. Freight and consumables due to new business pipelines filling up and additional trials for NPD and new machines. Travel cost as an investment for growth. Maintenance cost as additional preventive maintenance was taken up to make use of lean period and certain legal and professional expenses. So bulk of the above mentioned additional expenses are expected to be transient in nature. Operating cash flow generation for the reported quarter was at approximately 59 crore. The net working capital comprising of big three elements of inventory, accounts receivable and account payable, as number of days of revenue from operations on TTM basis was approximately 150 days. Working capital comprising of big three elements improved in absolute value by approximately 16 crore. The business therefore continues to generate higher than guided cash flow. Unipart balance sheet continues to be net debt free with group net cash position at 101 crore at the end of September 2023. Capex for the quarter has been approximately 8.3 crore. Board has declared a dividend of Rs. 8 per share, totaling to approximately little over 36 crore payout to the shareholders. Inflationary pressure on operating costs remains in the medium term, to be partially mitigated through operating efficiencies. Macro concerns over global economic slowdown, geopolitical uncertainties, and impact of worldwide high interest rates continues to remain a key monitorable. With this summary, I would like to hand the conference back to the moderator for Q&A session. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question today will come from Saurabh Jain from Sunidhi. Please go ahead.
Hello. Festival greetings to all, and thanks for the opportunity. Sir, my first question is, we have seen four quarters of consistent fall in revenue, and you had mentioned on the last call that the down cycle usually lasts for one and a half years, and we are expecting Q3 would be somewhat better and Q4 would be good. Now that we have sailed through the first half, do you see more pain in the second half, or would you say that the worst is behind us?
This is Rohit Maheshwari. We feel the Q3 also will be similar to the Q2. The major part of the inventory destocking will finish off in Q3, and the upshoot or the green shoot will start coming in the Q4 of this financial year. So the base formation should happen by the end of the Q3 part of the year.
Okay. But in Q4, do we see some top-line growth on YoY basis? From your answer, I suppose Q3 again would be a degrowth on YoY basis, right?
So it will be a sequential growth of high single digit in the Q4 part of the financial year.
Sequential growth?
Yeah.
On YoY basis?
Yes.
Okay. Sir, for the first couple of quarters of this downfall, we were able to maintain the margins, but last two quarters have started hitting our margins, of course, because of the fall in absolute revenue. So where do you see this fall stopping now? I know in the medium to long term, you have guided for 21%, but we are now more concerned about near term as of now. So what number should we work with for the full fiscal?
So you're right. The lower revenue leading to the negative operating leverage, which is offset partially by the cost optimization. So we feel the Q1 current year margin is a close indicator. We might end up slightly below 20% due to the operating deleverage, but potential is higher to climb back as soon as the operating leverage kicks back in essence. So it will be closer to the Q1 24 margin as such.
Okay. And finally, how are things looking at our other products like hydraulics, PTO, and fabrication? How well are we placed in terms of 3PLs for UTVs and ATVs? Would you be able to give some number from these new products that you are looking at for next fiscal, for the full fiscal?
Hi, Saurabh. This is Vivek. So next fiscal, Saurabh, I think we will revert during the Q3 con call with a better estimate. But as Gurjit sir mentioned in the opening remarks, the progress on UTV continues to be good. Shipments have started from India. They would be reaching our U.S. warehouses in due course and for a Q4 pilot launch. So that is on track. And based on the response of the pilot launch, the regular sales will happen in the following fiscal. But for that, we would be updating more towards the February or March of the following quarter.
Okay. That's all from my side. I wish you all the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, it is star and then one to ask a question. Our next question today will come from Nitin Lapia from Fractal Capital Investments. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. If we could get your comments on the inventory destocking, which you have been commenting on for the past few quarters, that will be very useful.
Yeah, sure, sure. So the inventory destocking, you know, it's been two quarters already. So in fact, Q2 also saw a similar amount of close to 25 to 28 crores in that ballpark. Our estimate is that Q3 should see the last meaningful impact, which should be lower than, you know, what the impact has been in the last two to three quarters. And post that, Q4 should have very minimal tail end impact, if any, and then it should be completely behind.
That's useful. And on your new product development, you know, when could we see tangible sales come into the picture?
So on the UTV three-point linkage, as mentioned, pilot sales should start kicking in. And on another account on the hydraulic side, you know, the production and shipments have already started for certain part numbers. So that should also kick in you know, H2 of current fiscal itself. But that's only a start. You know, the runway is long and certain product development is still happening. So a more meaningful amount, you know, would be kicking in the following fiscal.
Could you...
Vivek, this is Paramji. So in addition to this, I think even the Caterpillar one, the dual sourcing project, you will see the first meaningful sales in Q4. And even the new customer we took on the aftermarket side with 700-800 stores, their first sales will also kick on in Q4 of this year. So hydraulics, UTVs, all the new business, we will see a bunch together in Q4.
So if we sort of put this all together, end of destocking and the new products kicking in, would you want to sort of give a ballpark on what FY25 growth could potentially end up looking like?
See, as I mentioned in response of the earlier question as well, we would be in a better position during the Q3 conference call to do that. Because see, although yes, a lot of new business is kicking in, but the end market still remains a little volatile. So a better estimate would be available closer to that time frame. Although it looks stronger as of now, it is definitely looking stronger.
Got it, sir. Thank you very much for that. Thank you.
Our next question today will come from Vaibhav Jain, an independent investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Just a couple of questions from my side. So I just wanted to know the breakup of inventory in terms of raw materials, work in progress, finished goods and stores and stocks for this half year ended. And also, given the environment, given the demand environment that we have, have we taken any production cuts and how has that translated to our stock balance?
So in terms of the breakup of inventory, I'll have to revert with specific numbers, but it is heavier on the SD side because of our operating model, which is, you know, the warehousing sales carry a lot of finished goods inventory. More specific numbers I'll have to revert. Then, due to the softer this thing, yes, the inventory has reduced a little bit, and that's what you know, is also reflecting in the cash flow generation, and you know, because of the working capital coming down a bit.
Sure, sir. Okay. Thank you.
Again, it is star and then one to ask a question. Our next question will come from Chirag Walok of Ratna Treya Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Just one question on the quarter. You mentioned another 20-25 crores of sort of missed sales from inventory restocking at an end customer perspective. Is there any component of also freight in the current quarter where freight also has reduced sales and other expenses correspondingly? Is there any element of that which was there, I think, last quarter? That's one question, sir. And request sort of a little bit of a higher level commentary from the management on, you know, next two quarters are fine, but how are next 2 to 3 years looking like? What is it, if you can quantify the change in RFQs and new business inquiry that you've been getting right now versus the past? How do you see that kind of vector of the sales?
Yeah, thanks, Chirag. So, response to your first question is, I think your question was, apart from the inventory destocking impact of 25 watt crore, was there any impact because of the reduced freight, etc., right? So, yes, because of price downs on account of freight and maybe a little bit on account of raw material, was little over 10 crore impact year on year on that account. And for the second part of your question, which is, you know, how the next 2 to 3 years are looking like.
Just a clarification on that. So that 10 crores amount would have been offset by exactly almost 10 crores in cost also, right?
Yes, the cost. It's a pass-through. But optically, you know, it looks like reduced from the top line, right?
Yeah, the timing can change, Chirag. It might not come in a single quarter. It can be spread out over the period.
Understood.
Sure. And for the second part of your question, I would request Mr. Paramjit Soni to come in.
So, Chirag, in terms of the future, looking in terms of the rate at which new RFQs are coming, I think we're seeing, frankly, a lot of robust movement. The run rate at which new business awards are happening has climbed up to an annual run rate of greater than 300 crores now. And even the execution of the business has stepped up of the, you know, where customers are taking on all the execution. So like I mentioned earlier, you know, till the last quarter, we were saying, hey, till last quarter, hydraulic had started. The Caterpillar one was scheduled to start in Q4, so that is on track. UTV is also on track to start in Q4. Like I mentioned, the other aftermarket customer is also on track. And we're seeing a very high, robust traction currently from Bobcat. We're seeing it from Case New Holland. So a lot of this theme in terms of moving from China, as well as the theme in terms of rationalizing and de-risking the supply chain, I think those themes are very, very embedded now. So to me, I think the outlook is looking very strong on it. I think we had the bulk of our problem with the market and the inventory correction and then the price corrections with the freight, the longer time that the freight was on the water. So all those headwinds are behind us now. The small tractor market, I believe, is while it remains poor, like, for example, it's still about 7 to 8% lower in the U.S. than what it was last year. But because of the inventory destocking, I think we were taking like a hit of close to 25% on it, right? So I think as you go into the next fiscal, I don't think you will see that and the whole thing will climb back up. So for the next fiscal, I think it's going to come out that you don't have the inventory destocking issue, you don't have the issue related to freight going down, and oh, by the way, we've got a whole bunch of business coming in. I think so. We should be seeing back to double-digit growth from next fiscal onwards. The construction market remains good. With the way the interest rates are, I've started observing that some of the new, you know, home permits that I track in terms of how many new homes are going to be built. I think you can see a little bit of softness starting to creep in, but nothing alarming over there. But the interest rate sensitive things are going to probably see something slow down in a year or two. But for the rest, I think it seems all right with the new businesses now. So, and the traction on the major themes on China Plus One remains robust.
Understood, sir. Pretty clear. Just one follow-up on this. So 300 odd crores of new business awards in a year, that's what you're getting right now. Say 12 months back or 15 months back, what would that number have been? Typically, new business awards would be closer to just 8-10% of sales. Is that how I should think about it?
The same number of 300 crores, I believe, was in the for the previous fiscal was more like 160, 170 crores, right? The annual award. So it's almost doubled from where it used to be earlier.
Understood. Perfect. Thank you so much. All the best, sir. Thank you. Thank you for the time.
So that gives you a sense of what the pipeline is looking like go forward. Because I think your question was more on the future. So obviously the pipeline is full now, so you will see the implementation come with a delayed fuse on that then. Huh?
Understood, sir. Thank you so much. All the best.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it is star and then one to ask a question. The next question today will come from Akash Katkoria from Avendus Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my question. So just two questions. Just on this 300 crores new orders that we are winning, is this the quarterly average rate that we are getting was my first question. And second question was on, more longer term outlook. That say we come out of this inventory destocking and globally things look better and, the rates start moving lower. What is your long-term, say, sustainable revenue growth rate and margin profile that we are looking at the EBITDA level?
So, to mention on the inventory correction and all, like Vivek already mentioned, I think the bulk of it is behind us in Q1 and Q2. Q3 will see a certain amount, but Q4 I think should be completely done with it. So this is going to be history pretty soon. All right. In terms of the future growth, I'm still maintaining that we will be on, our business model had suggested the 16% growth and 20% growth in the EBITDA levels year on year. I think we will be back on track with that in our medium long term. That the fundamentals of that haven't changed. You've seen a short term correction, and most of the bulk of that is now behind us. So
I was asking on revenue growth. So revenue growth can be 15-20% on the longer term.
Absolutely, that's the organic growth. This doesn't include acquisitions, but yeah, the organic growth is going to be in that region.
Right. And we can maintain our EBITDA margins at the current levels?
Yes, I think the 20-21% is something that I had said that we will maintain. You are currently seeing it slightly lower in this quarter because you get a little bit of operating deleverage and you can't just switch on and off the organization overnight. But already by Q4 you will see some higher sales, so you should see that kind of correct, right? Because we can already see that happening. Yeah?
Right. So just one follow-up. So what would be, let's say, our key raw materials and, what is the pricing environment there for those raw materials?
The primary raw material remains steel. And I think so far in this year, while we, the prices have remained stable or actually have started coming down a little bit. So I think we don't see any inflationary impacts coming from the raw material side just now. So to us, in any case, it's a pass-through. So I normally don't think too much about it. The larger implication to us over the last couple of years had been the sea freight, which frankly is now cycled back to pre-COVID days. So I think even that is behind us. Huh?
Yeah, that's also a positive impact change. That's right. And
yeah, which is why you're seeing, and frankly, even the lead times, the transit times, containers would take almost, the average used to be from our facility in India to the US, maybe 55, 60 days, had gone up to even 80, 85 days, 90 days, and the extra working capital was being used there. All that is cycling down, which is why if you see this year, I think our cash flow has been way higher than guidance, because a lot of those things are coming out of the system.
Yeah, thank you, sir. And on the 300 crores order that we are talking about, that is our quarterly run rate?
Yeah, see, that's my annual run rate at which we are getting new business. So every quarter you get business awards. The way we look at them is,
sure,
we look at it more as what was the value of a business for the full year RFQ quantity, right? A customer tells us this is the annual quantity, right? And based on that is how we measure it. So when I tell you 300 crores, 300 crores is the annual run rate every year of that business.
Yeah, and just to add, this is more like a TTM number, it's a trailing 12-month number.
Got it.
Trailing 12-month number. And at the same time, what is happening is if you look at the trailing 12 months, sequentially every quarter is going up. So it seems, like I said, if you had looked at it 12 months ago, it was between 150 to 160 crores, and it's been jumping up.
And typically, it would take about how many weeks or months to, say, execute an order of this size?
These will vary based on the market segment. For example, they can be as low as six, seven months in the aftermarket to maybe 2 years to 2.5 years on the OEM side, depending on the start of the project.
Got it, sir. Thank you once again for taking the time to answer my question. Thank you very much.
The next question today will come from Anuj Sharma from M3 Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. My questions have been answered. Thank you.
Thank you. And the next question today will come from Samuel Shah of Paris Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, I have joined in a bit late, so I'm sorry if this question was previously answered. So I just wanted to know, the second half of this fiscal, would it be better than the second half of the previous year, or how can you, give a guidance to that?
So this is, the Q3 is expected to be in the similar range, and bulk of the inventory destocking pain should be behind by the end of the Q3. Q4 is expected to be sequentially growth of high single digit. So on the question that it will be better than the last year, so on this basis, it should be ending the year on that.
Okay. Because I think in previous calls, you did mention we were expecting single-digit growth over previous year, if we compare it full year. So now looking at the current half, would it be possible, single-digit growth?
No, our high single-digit to double-digit is it will be a degrowth for the business, if you see on the annual plan basis.
Okay. But at least second half we can expect better, no, than the first half?
The baseline will be set for the Q4 for the sequential growth to happen from there.
Okay. That's it from my
side. Q3 will be muted. Q4, I think you will start seeing the higher numbers come in. So because inventory destocking is behind us, and even the price corrections on freight are behind us now mostly. Yeah?
Okay. So Q3 muted, you're speaking in sense of the previous Q3 of the last year or the Q2 of this year?
It'll be similar to Q2, but I'm talking from previous year Q3 will obviously be lower. But when we can get to Q4, I think we will start seeing the up growth.
Okay, fine. That's it. All the best.
Again, it is star and then one to ask a question. The next question is a follow-up from Vaibhav Jain, an independent investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yes, sir, just a follow-up question with respect to what one of the earlier participants asked. So you've always maintained that you will be a 22% sort of EBITDA margin company 14% net profit and a 7% free cash flow generating company. So in that context, once we go through this lean patch, do we, you know, with the new orders coming in of the UTV, do we expect the same kind of margin profile? So is this 20 to 22% on a blended basis, or how do I look at it?
Yes. So I've always said it was 21% EBITDA, 14 PAT, and 7 free cash flow. I think that will remain. So you'll just see this lean patch just now. And even now, if you look at it, even with the degrowth and all, you're still at the 19, and almost the 2% is going in the operating leverage itself. The moment that changes, you're back up in any case, because the fundamental issues in terms of recovering raw material, freight, inflation, and all that kind of stuff, I think the business remains robust. The fundamental quoting process and getting business awards at those margins, that remains robust.
Yeah, once the deleverage starts to end, going sequentially, it will start moving in that direction.
So just to understand, the UTV has a similar margin, because in FY22 and 23, we've done a 21-22% sort of an EBITDA margin. So even the UTV has the same margin profile?
Yeah. UTV actually has a higher margin profile, but you are barely seeing any sales of that in quarter four. The pilot is starting. So UTV, when it's in full flow in the next 1 or 2 years, that product segment has a higher margin profile than the others.
Right, right. And sir, in terms of, you know, the difference between your 14% net profit and your 7% free cash flow, so I'm assuming, you know, if there's no changes in the working capital, as our revenue grows, our capex will also keep increasing. So I just wanted to know, what are our capex plans in that behalf?
So when I'm giving you the 7% free cash flow, that is after the capital expenditure. And typically our capital expenditure to maintain our growth of between 15 to 20% top line growth, our capital expenditure remains less than 3% of our sales.
Right. And where are you planning this capex exactly over to, you know, sort of increase your, I'm guessing it will be to ramp up your capacity. So is there any,
So the last one, we're executing already the project in Ludhiana. So there's a new facility which is coming up in Ludhiana just now.
Right.
The facility has already started. It's now the ramp up need to be done on that.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Due to time constraints, this was our last question, and we will conclude the question and answer session. I would now like to hand the conference over to management for closing remarks.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. And so as mentioned, we are focusing on utilizing current short lean period by investing for growth and ensuring readiness of our facilities and resources. We remain committed to maintaining our high quality standards and delivering exceptional outcomes. Our focus and efforts are aligned with the medium-term business plan for achieving the targeted growth in coming years. With this, I would like to thank you all for taking out your time today, and I wish a very happy and healthy Diwali to all of you. Thank you all for attending the Unipath call. Thank you.
On behalf of Go India Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.